There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Greer Jackson and today I've been journeying into the deep, dark depths of space to find out the answer to Jonathan's cosmic quandary.
Is it technically possible for two planets to share the same orbit?
Let's jump straight in here with Dr. Stuart Higgins from the University of Cambridge.
In theory, yes.
Well, now that we've got that straight. Only joking. Astronomers actually have a special name for these things.
Astronomers call such systems where two objects are orbiting around each other with a common centre between them binary systems. You might have heard recently about a binary system of two black holes whose fingerprint was discovered in gravitational waves measured by the LIGO experiment. In that case, the two black holes were spiralling into each other, merging. But could it be possible for a less destructive scenario to occur with two planets? Well, first of all, it's actually worth noting that when the Moon orbits the Earth, it's not just the Moon moving. The mass of the Moon has enough gravitational pull to also influence the motion of the Earth. However, if you imagine drawing a line between the centre of the Moon and the centre of the Earth, the point on that line about which the Moon and Earth are rotating is located deep inside the Earth, very close to the centre, in fact. So while the Moon does cause the Earth to wobble about a bit, because the Earth is so much bigger than the Moon, it's essentially as though the Moon is just moving around the Earth. Whereas when we think of a binary system, say between two more equally matched objects, if you were to draw an imaginary line between these, the point on that line about which they're rotating wouldn't be inside either of the objects. They're both rotating around a point of empty space. And a classic example of this is Pluto and its moon Charon. Because they have roughly similar masses, Charon is about 12% the mass of Pluto, the impact it has on Pluto's orbit is much greater than, say, the moon's orbit on the Earth. This means that Pluto and Charon slowly rotate around a point in space. It looks a bit like an adult swinging a child around in the playground. The adult's feet remain at the centre of the rotation, but as they lean back, their head is also rotating around their feet, as is the child.
Okay, spinning children till they're sick is one thing, but what I wanted to know is, have we ever actually seen the rocky equivalent out there in the universe?
Well, in 2012, astrophysicists using the Kepler Space Telescope observed something even more complicated than that, a pair of planets orbiting around a pair of stars. Imagine two suns orbiting closely around each other, and then two planets at different distances orbiting around those rotating suns. If you were standing on the surface of one of those planets and looked up at the sky, you'd see two suns, like the famous fictional planet of Tatooine from Star Wars.
Science fiction turns to science fact. Great, I love it when that happens. But that's only one example. Is there any other evidence that hint at these binary planets? Well, according to Stuart, we should be thanking our lucky stars.
In 2014, scientists from the California Institute of Technology developed a computer simulation that suggests that binary systems of two Earth-like planets are also possible.
There you have it, Jonathan. In theory, yes, but we're yet to find too many examples. So watch this space. Big thank you to Stuart Higgins, who helped us out with this one. Next time on Question of the Week, we're hot on the trail of Lebanhang's predicament.
Why do we get hiccups when we eat spicy food?
And you know what, Lebanhang? You're not alone. I got the hiccups just last Friday after a very spicy curry. But I haven't the foggiest why my diaphragm gets into such a pickle after a few chilies. But don't worry, the Naked Scientists are here to help. But if you have any tips or pointers, you can tweet at Naked Scientists or find us on Facebook. And of course, there's always the forum that you can get stuck into, nakedscientists.com/forum. Great. I look forward to hearing from you soon. In the meantime, thank you very much for listening and we'll be back next time. See you then.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.